So this thing has emerged, which is calling itself the Global Transition Initiative. And it emerged out of the conversations that I've been having with Jim Garrison and others in the kind of core initiating team at the moment, which includes Morel Foreman and Laurent Labermine and Richard Hames and Paul Ray and obviously the Integral folks. And basically, the way the conversations were going, particularly in the early phases, is that we were all pretty clear that State of the World Forum conference could not just be a traditional conference with speaking heads, talking heads and sages on the stages and this kind of thing. And couldn't just be about awareness raising anymore, because we all know that there's something seriously wrong with the state of the planet. And people have, there's enough conferences around, to go to. And we didn't feel energized by the idea, and therefore didn't think anybody else would feel energized to come to a conference which was just a talking shop, basically. And really, the energy across the board was, it's about how we organize ourselves to take the action that we need to take, and ourselves being kind of global humanity. So we started talking more about a longer process, and it fitted fine with Jim, because when I first met him in Amsterdam, at the end of our conversation, he said, "Well, there's one thing I really need to tell you, and that is that this is a 10-year commitment." I was kind of, "Well, fine, whatever it takes to get us through this." So what we've started talking about then is a process which supports the transition that we're in, which we're calling the Global Transition Initiative, punctuated by annual global events, which are called the State of the World Forum. And that the first one will be in Washington this year in November. The second one will be in Brazil next year, and the third one might well be in The Hague in 2011, and the fourth one could well be in Singapore, and that's about as far as we've got at the moment. So we're kind of basically what I'm seeing, and Morel and Jim, and this whole meshworking approach really then scaled up to the global level, which is, so how do we set up a kind of global meshwork to support the greening of our economies over the coming 10 years, which is going to rapidly increase the speed with which we develop and implement solutions to the big challenges we're facing, and particularly the last days, all the news around climate change and all the scientists saying how bad it's getting. In fact, Paul Ray sent through a mail today, which was, I think, there's some British scientist who's going to be reporting to the government and predicting what he calls a perfect storm of problems by 2030, like food shortages, scarce water, insufficient energy, creating public unrest, cross-border conflicts, and mass migration. Professor John Beddington, apparently chief scientific advisor to the government, telling the go this is his report to the government, UK government Sustainable Development Conference. So all the mainstream scientists now basically all agree that it's all going much faster, and it's systemic, and all these issues are interrelated, and we really need to act. And not quite getting the same urgency back from the politicians at the moment. And it's a tough one, of course. It requires you to take a really long-term perspective. So somebody's got to do it, and we might as well just start, even if there's other people trying to do things, because we think with the whole meshworking technology and the integral perspective on these things that these are critical pieces of really enabling us to have an effective impact. So I was thinking, actually, I got a nice little kind of brainwave this morning, around the different pieces and how the events could support the process in between. I was in that kind of half waking, half dream state, and it kind of crystallized itself. I had to actually leap out of bed and write it down on the computer and winged it off to Jim and Morel straight away. Where I was kind of going, what are the core functions of the Global Transition Initiative? What do we need to be doing? And clearly there is, we need to be educating ourselves on the content issues. That's definitely a part of it, on, you know, what is going on around the climate and the interrelated issues, and also educating ourselves on the solutions, etc., that are out there and that are emerging. So there's definitely a content piece. We also need to then, that's the kind of what, as it were. And we also need to be focusing on the how. Or maybe to add to that what piece, actually, we need to be increasing an awareness of what an integral perspective means when you look at these issues like climate change, like food shortage. What's, how do we create as integral a picture as possible of the issue so that the solutions that we develop are as integral as possible as well? That's to say, you know, obviously tackling the technology and the systemic and structural piece, but just as much the cultural piece, and just as much the individual mindset and behavior as well. So to make sure that, you know, we really are covering all four of those quadrants, and that we're really thinking about the implications of different value systems and how they play out in different societies and different contexts, and make sure that we don't fall into the trap of a one size fits all solution. So there's the content analysis, content solutions, and an education piece around an integral approach to sustainability, ecology, you know, whatever we want to call it. So that's the kind of what piece. And there's a how, which is the kind of how we generate the collaboration and emerge the insights that we need to emerge. And the core piece of that, I think, is really a building of capacity and, you know, what we would call the art of hosting, which is the, you know, the skills to hold space for the insights to emerge out of the collective consciousness that need to emerge. And also the space that's going to enable really effective collaboration between individuals and organizations beyond their individual and organizational egos. So there's a training piece in how we run our processes, how we design our processes, how we run our processes. There is also, I believe, the need to have a kind of integral coaching capacity available to support leaders and individuals who are taking initiatives to really be acting out of as integral a consciousness as possible as they have available to them, and that we should have support. You know, we should have people across the planet who can provide integral coaching to these individuals. So that's another piece. I think another critical piece is going to be, one of the beauties of Morel's technology and the GaiaSoft technology is that you can compare progress across different issues across location. So you could see that, you know, a certain country or a certain organization or a certain region or a certain city is a little further down the line on a certain element of sustainability than somebody else somewhere else. So if I look at this performance spreadsheet and I've got a comparison of where my city is, for example, and where other cities are, I can see, oh, look, that city's just a step or two ahead of me. So I can call them up and find out what they did to get from where I am to where they are. So that in that you're beginning to enter a kind of peer-to-peer mentoring relationship. And there are, you know, there are capacities and competencies to build around that. So I think there is also a support function around helping people to be good peer-to-peer mentors, to mentor each other, basically. You know, how do you host each other in that learning conversation? So So basically, what we've got is we need then a number of people playing different roles across the planet, and those roles which I've just described. So we need content experts on the issues. We need integral sustainability experts who can help these content experts see the piece which they have and see the piece they don't have, so that the integral sustainability experts can help connect up the different content dots that need to be connected up. So yes, we've got our content issue experts, we've got our integral content experts or integral sustainability experts, we've got our art of hosting experts who can support people to develop the skills they need to design and facilitate the processes, the people collaboration and organizational collaboration. We've got integral coaches available to support individual leaders and initiative takers to hold their own inner space, to be effective in what they're doing. And we've got a team of people who can support peer-to-peer mentoring. So if that's what we need, distributed across the planet. Oh, and another piece actually I forgot is we need integral organizational consultants. So we need people as we start to organize ourselves at different levels, because it's going to require organization to make this happen, be it at city level, at state level, at government level, at national level, or at global level. We need to have as effective an organizational structure and processes as possible to enable this to happen as effectively and rapidly as possible. So we need people who are, for example, versed in Holacracy, people who have really kind of explored the cutting edge of what it means to set up and run an organization integrally. So we need integral organizational consultants knocking around and available to support whatever initiative. Chaotic people who are familiar with chaotic design principles, all of these kind of things, who are available across the planet to support initiatives in their startup phase and advise them on how to run their organization and then help them embed that capacity internally as well. So let me see if I can just summarize those bullet point. Then we've got sustainability content experts. We've got integral sustainability experts. We've got art of hosting, so we've got hosts and hosts who can train. We've got integral coaches. We've got peer-to-peer support people, and we've got integral organizational consultants. So if you like, six roles which we need to have distributed across the planet, which people can call on to support their action whenever they need it. So what would these global events do? You know, a State of the World Forum would essentially exist to build that capacity. So at the global scale, we would aim to have people from as many countries as possible, who could potentially be lead people in their own countries, be at the event, learn, you know, get a little sample of each of those six roles so that they have an overview of the whole thing, so they, you know, are up to speed on what the essential content issues are. They know what it means to take an integral approach to this. They understand the importance of the art of hosting. They understand the importance of the individual and coaching support in this. They understand the peer-to-peer potential and that needs support, and they understand the need for a good and effective organizational structures in this, so that everyone's at least got an overview of the whole thing. And then you could have specific deepening tracks or streams which people would follow during the conference, almost a training process, really a capacity-building event, where you can say, okay, I think my specific competency lies in the art of hosting and hosting the collaboration processes, or now I'm a real content expert and I really want to deepen my understanding of this, or, you know, I know I'm an integral content expert, whatever it is, that we have these parallel streams running for people to build competency, and that we also create the processes which keep those interweaving with each other as we go through. So that's the kind of vision that's been emerging for me around what we need to do. And the exciting thing is that we know a lot of these people already exist. It's just a question of connecting them up and then organizing ourselves to really focus on building that capacity and competency at many levels, and making explicit that offering, so that whole, making people see how that fits together and how those different roles contribute to, in this case, the Global Transition Initiative, contribute to us really effectively developing what we need to develop. And so supporting all of that is obviously the human contact, and your global annual events. I can imagine you would be having regional and local events which are similar as well, communicating the content issues, building the competency and capacity around these different roles, and that you would be organized yourselves potentially with a double linking, across the different, from global to region to national, whatever approach. So you've got that, and then of course we have the technology to support all of this now with the GaiaSoft technology, where we can be tracking progress across any set of indicators under a group of pillars across the planet at many different scales. So we can zoom right down to the neighborhood region, or we can zoom right up to a Europe region, or even global. And we can find who else is there either in my direct region who's working on what I need to be working on. So who's my local expert? Or we can zoom right out to the global level, and who is the kind of most recognized person on the planet in this area, and can I access them for some insight? So what level do I need to go to get the level of expertise that I need? Does it need to be language specific, or can it be in a different language? How do I access that? So you've got that collaboration piece, and where are the best practices? Anywhere in the planet, or maybe specifically in my region, around this issue, and those we can find as well. So the whole kind of concept's beginning to form itself fairly clearly at the moment, in my little mind anyway. And I think you're the first person I've articulated it to, that integrally. But that's basically, I think, what we need to be doing. So, yeah.
Well, it makes